James Krenoff's excellent book, A Cabinet Maker's Notebook. And in it, he has a little section where he talks about animals, the first line of which is, "Growing up with animals is enriching but also habit-forming. Later on in life, if you aren't with them, you miss them." And that is so true. The times I've been without, I had animals when I was young, and the times I've been without, I sure did miss them. It got me thinking about animals that I've known, and first that came to mind was Ephraim, a blonde lab with deep eyes, a really thoughtful guy, and he had a fascination with hands that were performing work. If you were doing anything with your hands, he wanted to watch you very, very intently. I called him Shop Dog for that reason. Now I have a black and white lab mix of something named Edward, who is always under the sawdust shower of whatever it is you're doing. He just gets showered with it. He won't move. He just sits there. I know a plumber who takes his Shiloh Shepherd, named Shiloh, everywhere. Shiloh Shepherds are the big furry shepherds. This dog rides in the middle of his van, in fact, takes up quite a bit of real estate there inside of his van, and he's there with him all year. In the summer, Mike, the plumber, finds shade and hooks up a fan for Shiloh and gives him plenty of water, and Shiloh's always there on the job. I had a white cat some time ago named Chernobyl. He had six toes, he had the extra toe sticking out his side of his front feet. He always hung them down, looked like a boxer. But he loved to ride on your shoulders, whatever you were doing. I swear he would have been on your shoulders if you were digging. And now I have a white cat, another white cat, who is deaf, by the name of Whitey Ford. I understand that a lot of white cats are deaf. Whitey Ford, that's not his only issue. He also was, when I met him, he had been struck by a car, and his back end had been entirely shattered, and he was tailless. I don't know if that was a result of his deafness. Anyhow, the reason I bring up Whitey Ford is just simply because living with a deaf cat is so interesting. For all of us, dogs.